as we come into the end of the week, investors are feeling a lot better than they were when things got started. The trouble is, it hasn't exactly been for the best of reasons. If we break it down, tension around geopolitical risk in the Middle East is still very much there, but absence of any major escalation has been enough to make investors feel better, at least look the other way. Meanwhile, economic data around the globe this week has leaned more to the downbeat side on the whole, and this has been behind more demand for risk assets on account of expectations central banks will be leaning more accommodative with policy. We've also seen this backed up by way of a run of central banks that have leaned more dovish with policy communications, be it from the Bank of Canada, ECB, Federal Reserve, BOJ, or the Bank of England. And so ultimately, yes, risk assets have been in demand and the US dollar has sold off, but all of it more because things aren't necessarily all that great out there. We think it's important to digest this point as we're not convinced any risk on rallies can be sustained for any meaningful period of time on such fundamentals. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from German trade, UK PMI reads, Eurozone unemployment, Canada employment, the monthly employment report out of the US, and some US ISM data. That's all for now.